Democrat Party platform promises to defend doctors who perform gender-affirming procedures on children. By Hannah Knudsen on August 22, 2024. The official Democrat Party platform promises to defend doctors who perform gender-affirming procedures on children, which artificially change their sex, a biological impossibility, via puberty blockers or, in some cases, surgery. The 91-page document, which actually calls for re-electing President Joe Biden, as it was finalized before he dropped out of the race, touches on the issue of transgender youth in a section devoted to LGBTQ+ issues. As President Biden has said, LGBTQ+ youth are some of the bravest people he knows, and he has made it a priority to fight for them. It states, addressing discriminatory legislative attacks against LGBTQ+ children and families. The platform attempts to demonize former President Donald Trump and his allies for running what it considers to be an extreme plan to punish doctors who treat transgender youth and to ban gender-affirming care, which is leftist speak for hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and, in the most severe cases, surgery, which includes genital mutilation. However, to Democrats, protecting children from such practices, transgender-related child sterilization and mutilation, is extreme. It continues, blaming MAGA Republican allies for pushing what it describes as a tidal wave of extreme anti-LGBTQ+ bills in statehouses across the country. This is likely in reference to various state efforts to ban transgender procedures on children. Democrats will vigorously oppose state and federal bans on gender-affirming healthcare and respect the role of parents, families, and doctors, not politicians, in making healthcare decisions, the platform reads. Democrats will continue to fight for LGBTQ+ youth by building on President Biden's historic actions to ban so-called conversion therapy, protecting LGBTQ+ children from bullying and discrimination, guaranteeing that transgender students are treated fairly and with respect at school, and ending the homeless crisis among LGBTQ+ youth. Democrats also vow to prioritize the investigation of hate crimes against trans and non-binary people. This general pro-transgender youth position is not surprising, as the Biden administration has continued to embrace transgender-related child sterilization and mutilation of children. Transgender Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Rachel Levine, a biological man who believes he is a woman, stated in 2023 that he believes gender-affirming care is medically necessary, safe and effective for transgender and non-binary youth and adults. Biden's Assistant HHS Secretary Rachel Levine calls the mutilation of children necessary. Gender-affirming care is medically necessary, safe and effective for transgender and non-binary youth. pic.twitter.com/myforkjason. Oli London, at Oli London, June 12, 2023. Related, Levine, can't limit gender-affirming care to adults because puberty is hard, especially if it's the wrong one. Among those pushing back on that narrative is Florida Medicaid, which concluded in a 2023 report that these so-called treatments are not safe or effective but experimental and investigational in nature. As Breitbart News detailed, studies presenting the benefits to mental health, including those claiming that the services prevent suicide, are either low or very low quality and rely on unreliable methods such as surveys and retrospective analyses, both of which are cross-sectional and highly biased. The report concludes, noting that approval from organizations such as the AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, does not validate the claims. To the contrary, the evidence shows that the above treatments pose irreversible consequences, exacerbate or fail to alleviate existing mental conditions, and cause infertility or sterility, the document continued. Related, Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for transgender ideology.